A number of companies are reporting quarterly earnings this week, and among all the data about profits and losses, we're seeing something else. Some companies are beginning to raise prices. Coca-Cola, Sherwin-Williams, and Steve Madden are just a few household brands you may notice getting a bit more expensive. And that news has some analysts worrying about inflation for the first time in years. Let's bring in Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Robin.
So we've been bracing for higher prices because of the tariffs going into effect, but we also have this robust economy. Can you first explain why rising prices often come hand in hand with an economy that gets too hot?
Well, a lot of it goes to wages. As wage pressure picks up, that increases companies' costs, and to some degree, they pass what they can on to consumers. And one of the spots where it's really strong lately is in transportation and freight. There's more or less a shortage of truckers in this country, in part because of the strong labor market. There's better opportunities elsewhere. And also there's newer regulations that cut down on the amount of hours truckers can actually drive. So that's a big part of it. That said, tariffs certainly are a big part of – especially some of the examples you've cited for rising prices. Coca-Cola cited the cost of aluminum. Home Depot is passing on a 20% increase in the price of washing machines to consumers. And there's plenty of examples like that to point to tariffs as well.
Well, and they have some companies thinking about relocating. Steve Madden, that's the shoe company, said they might try to move operations out of China to avoid paying the duties. So what could we see an exodus of factories maybe going to Mexico, which the whole hope was to bring them here?
Right. Yeah. I don't know about a mass exodus. Ed Rosenfeld, the CEO of Steve Madden, said something else. He said, we can't just flip a switch and move everything out of China. And I think that's indicative of what executives across the country are doing right now, trying to determine if these tariffs are a permanent thing or if maybe there's something that goes away with the new Congress or there's pushback against President Trump. So they are looking at offshoring to other countries. Steve Madden mentioned, in addition to Mexico, Brazil, Italy, Vietnam, Portugal, India, maybe even Cambodia. So it's certainly something CEOs are looking at, but it's a big deal to move your production out of a country. So I wouldn't expect it to happen overnight.
Well, big airlines like Delta and JetBlue and American are raising prices. They say fuel costs are up 40%. So what are we talking about here?
Well, with big airlines, they're going to face some pressure in actually passing on those fuel costs to consumers because airlines have added a lot of capacity over recent years. So it's a very competitive market. So the damage there will likely be more to airlines' own profits rather than passing on 100% of the fuel costs on the consumers.
Yeah. But Mike, just to make sure we've underscored what we began speaking about, are you saying that American consumers are paying, really, as these prices go up, for the tariffs that were levied to punish other countries?
Yes, in many cases they are. Not a surprise, yeah. as predicted by pretty much everyone. In a lot of cases they are, yes.
Yeah. Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin.